Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for Rudy Regalado. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Kiner now playing left field. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Al Smith now playing third base. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Al Rosen now playing third base. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Ray Narlski now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to third. Zobchin moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Throneberry moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Klaus strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3. And Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.